The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. I visit David in prison every 4 to 6 weeks. One of our church members, Jane, asked if I could come with her once, and I did. And then she obviously knew that her health wouldn't be sustaining, that she could visit him regularly. She's now 80 years old. And that time has come. She hasn't seen David now for over a year. But I continue to see him. And so she connected me with David for these ongoing visits. She connected with him early when he was sentenced to life in prison. Life in prison. So David had got very upset. His wife had cheated on him and didn't want him anymore. So he drank and drank and drank, and he just wanted to kill himself. He was playing cat and dog with the police in his car, and then he thought, I'll just kill myself. And he slammed down the accelerator, and he ran into one of those police officer cars and killed that police officer. David wanted to kill himself, but he was unsuccessful at that. But he did kill a police officer. And so he was convicted of life in prison. And David has been there now 30-some years. Dave has a hard time believing that he has faith. He wants to trust God, but he doesn't feel like he does trust God. He says, I feel empty, alone. I feel abandoned. Well, and think about it. There he is, 30 years, pretty much the low life of earth, drug dealers and abusers, other murderers, and it's a real touch and go to just live there. No one visits him but me, so I'm not surprised that he feels abandoned and alone. And David says, if only I could feel God is with me. If only I could feel like I have faith. If I have faith, I should feel love for God. But I don't. In the early 70s, there were two songs. One was Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce. And in there were a couple lyrics that were interesting. If I could save time in a bottle. If I could make days last forever. If words could make wishes come true. And then the song If by Bread had some lyrics. If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? If a face can launch a thousand ships, then where would I to go? If a man could be at two places at one time, if the world should stop revolving, slowly spinning down to die. In both of these songs, the lyrics are trying to relate their deep, passionate love for the other person, that the extremes, I'd still be with you. And even if I could save time in a bottle, it'd be with you. It's an if-then, which would be improbable. But this isn't the same, if Christmas comes, I'll be in Wisconsin. That's more like, I will be in Wisconsin. And we sometimes say that. But the word if usually is a condition, meaning then. If I only had done this, if I'd only spoken this, if I'd only been there, I could. Did you realize spiritually it's true too? If I could be good, I'll go to heaven. And that's true. If we were good through and through, we'd immediately go to heaven. But that's the problem. We're not good through and through. At times we are good and we do good things in our life, even risk our life, like first responders or people in the military. They risk their lives. They'll do a good thing from time to time. Well, in the Old Testament, God said to the Israelites after he brought them out of Egypt, this was in the last podcast prior to this one, if you keep my commandments, I will be your God. But they did not, and they could not keep his commandments. By the way, that's why God spoke of a new covenant. And it's in the Old Testament too, in Jeremiah 31:33, I will be their God and you will be my people. He spoke of that different covenant. You might wonder, why did God give one covenant and the second covenant? Well, we needed to know that we couldn't be good enough to get there. It's not our goodness that gets us to heaven, because we just aren't good enough. And we needed to desperately be in that situation where we realize and say, I can't. Then that second covenant makes it much more appealing. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 and following says it this way. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So back to David in prison. I told him, you question if you have faith because you're looking at yourself. If I had faith, I would feel, I would do, I would be. And you see that you can't. And that's what's the problem. And that's why I've been sharing with him time and time again, Romans chapter 5, verse 6. Especially comforting when you feel abandoned, alone, or empty. Yeah, sometimes spiritually that's just how we are. Romans 5, 6 says, you see, just at the right time, when we were powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for your great love, that you removed the if from our spiritual situation and have just said, I will be your God. You will be my people. And that by what you have done, we are saved. Not by our feelings, not by our doing, not by our saying, but by you. And all we do is respond to say, thank you. And so we say, thank you, thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.